Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. It is a Tuesday, and the second Tuesday of the month means it's time to get caught up with what's going on in Riley County. We have a couple guests joining us here via Zoom today, including Riley County Commissioner Greg McKinley. He is the District 2 Commissioner. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Brandon.
Pleasure to have you on this morning. And also joining us is the new Public Information Officer in Riley County, Alice Massimi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you both on. Two new faces here for In Focus this morning. And I thought we'd spend a few minutes here before we get into some of the other business and just kind of introduce yourselves. I know we had Alice on last week doing a COVID update. Greg, it's your first opportunity here as an elected official to be on the program. So how are things going here in the first month?
Oh, it's been really busy. There's a lot, and I've been, coming to the meetings and reading the notes and stuff for the last, reading the notes for the last 2 years and coming to the meetings once they open back up this year. But, that gives you a little bit of a background, but actually being in it, there's a lot to go on. It's been good. I've enjoyed it. One of the things they have the Kansas Association of Counties puts on a new commissioner orientation. Usually it's in person in Topeka for 2 days. Obviously this year they can't do that. So it was a series of webinars, usually one in the morning, one in the afternoon for the first 2 weeks. Covered a lot of topics some of the rules that you have to go by and covering things like fence open meetings, but also, just how to deal with all the details of the job. A couple of them were just open meetings with some existing commissioners and what they've learned and how they did it. One of the more interesting things was one of the meetings, there's a commissioner down in Labette County that's serving his 10th term as commissioner. He's been 38 years as a county commissioner.
Wow.
Plan on doing that.
I was going to say 38 years is a long time to serve any job, let alone an elected position. But I think it's always interesting to kind of find out, especially at the county level, you only have three commissioners. So it's the only time you can interact with another commissioner. It becomes an open meeting, so you have to do it in an open meeting. It's a little more difficult, I would say, than it would be on other boards or commissions simply because of the quorum rule.
Right. Oh, yeah, it is. Like I said, that was one of the things that they went over is the open meetings. I can't discuss anything regarding county business with either one of the other two commissioners outside of the meetings. And even, no emails, no nothing shared between us. But that's, just the way it is.
Yep. That's a fascinating aspect there. Well, I know you ran and you had a reason you wanted to get on the commission. And that's nice to see that you got your opportunity here. Have you been able to accomplish anything here in the first month or so, or has it just been kind of just learning the ins and outs of everything of county government?
Right now, just trying to get caught up on everything. not making any big, nothing big to change right now. Just trying to get caught up with it. And like I say, that one guy down in that's been there so many years, he seemed to enjoy it. He just loved the job. He's just really enjoyed doing it. So, yeah. Obviously, if he kept at it that long, I guess.
Well, very good. Well, let's bring Alice in here in the conversation. Alice started a few weeks ago here in Riley County as the first ever public information officer for the county. And I know your background's not here in Riley County. It's actually, you came from Washington, D.C. area, isn't that right?
I did. Yep. We were in the Washington, D.C. area for about 8 years. My husband is active duty Army and he's stationed at Fort Riley right now. So that's what brought us to the Midwest for our first time.
Getting to experience our wonderful winters here in the Midwest.
Yeah, I like the snow, but I could do without the negative temperatures.
They never get anything like that on the East Coast?
So my in-laws are from upstate New York, and they do get into the negatives, but not very frequently. And I don't think they have the wind to go with it also. So yeah. we'll make it work.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, how do you like it out here in the Midwest, and how big of a change is it?
I think it's a pretty big change. I would say that, especially coming from Washington, D.C., the pace is a lot slower. The people are very nice. Not to say people are not nice in D.C., but I would say that in D.C., there's usually an ulterior motive for being nice, whereas here people just genuinely seem to be nice. And even before we moved here, when I was reaching out to individuals, just networking for possible jobs, everybody just, you know, seemed like they really wanted to help. And so that was very comforting. You know, we've been trying our best to explore as much as we can during COVID and during these negative temperatures, and are looking forward to continuing to do that as the weather hopefully warms up a little bit.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that, yeah, this cold won't last too long and you can do that. As far as your background in public information and kind of the goal you have here with Riley County going forward.
So my background is that I was in broadcast news, so television news, for about 15 years. I worked at the local level as a reporter for many years. And then when my husband was transferred to Washington, D.C., I worked as a reporter there for a little bit, and then ended up moving over to Fox News Channel and working as a writer and producer for Fox News Channel out of their Washington bureau. So working on shows like Special Report and on their weekend show, American News Headquarters. And in 22 years ago, I went and got my master's at American University in strategic communication, because I had decided that I kind of wanted to move over to the other side of the house, public relations, where I thought I could kind of do more good and interact with the community more. And when I saw this position open up, I applied. And this so far has honestly been the best part about the move.
Well, that's good to hear. And I can tell just in the press releases you put out, I maybe this is just me being in radio and doing broadcast writing. I can see that you've got the background in radio just based on the writing there alone, because it's so so much like what I do here with the news. So I thought that was kind of interesting to see. I was wondering if you had a radio background.
Yeah, I do try to make it concise. I'm not the best at adding flowery language or anything. I try to get to the point, because I know that everybody's time is very valuable, and especially if you're in news, having to sort through everything. So I try to kind of give you all the facts, and looking forward to working with local media, especially because I have that background, and kind of serving as a bridge between Riley County and the media, knowing that we're kind of both there to help one another. And I know that you guys have been great in helping us get the messages out regarding the vaccine registration and distribution right now, and testing and everything like that. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it as well. Greg, having a public information officer, it's new for here in Riley County. But I know you guys have been talking about this for a little while, about how important it would be to have someone in this role to communicate everything that's going on, because there's a lot going on.
Yeah, there's always a lot going on in the county. And I know since COVID stuff started, we had been using the city's public information to help get information out on that. But there's a lot of other stuff on the county and going on. And it is, I don't think it was getting out that well. Some of the stuff, a lot of the stuff is on our website, but you kind of have to know where to look for some of the information and different things. And I think having someone to help get that information out to the public is going to be a big help to us.
Certainly. Well, it's good to have you on board, both of you here, and we'll look forward to sharing the message here of Riley County business going forward. Let's take a quick time out, and we'll come back and discuss some more things here. If you got any calls, we'll take those as well, 785-537-1350. In Focus continues after this on News Radio KMAN.